The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week. So as SMA Awareness Month winds down, I wanted to read one of our recent stories from 31 Days of SMA. This is Andres Gonzalez's story, and you can find all of these on our Instagram page. Resilience is a word that could accurately match with being a person with SMA type 2, and also being Venezuelan. As our people have endured strong challenges having to migrate all over the world, we are the second most migrating country after Syria. Resilience is a common trait of Venezuelans. Even though I've stayed in my country, a place with little accessible infrastructure and education, and a lot of violence and poverty, focusing on the human potential we all have has been key to my development. I'm Andres Gonzalez, 37, and I've been recognized in international film festivals in multiple countries for a short documentary I directed about intimacy and disability. I graduated with a BA in mass media communications with a postgraduate degree in image consulting for public figures. I'm a singer for a renowned jazz big band. My loving family has endured the demands of my father serving the army for 40 plus years, and my mother taking care of myself on her own for prolonged periods. Slowly but surely, we've built my independence uphill. My life is constantly getting better. And yet, I don't think I have some unique superpower. Resilience can be learned. It's only human and natural to feel frightened under extreme pressures and uncertainty. However, ask yourself, what is this trying to teach me? How is this guiding me to reach my dreams? And you move forward no matter what. That's how you could align yourself to your life's purpose and feel joy and gratitude for your unique path. Struggling is overrated, and we may tend to display it and sometimes unconsciously foster it. But pain and suffering are just part of everyone's life at some degree and serve a purpose. When it appears on its own, welcome it as a teaching and be grateful for it. Just get used to the struggle to the point that it doesn't seem like you're doing it. Get the struggle down off the pedestal and just enjoy your wonderful life. Also, check out the film trailer and follow us and support. I hope you've enjoyed reading stories like this, and please check all of them out on our social media pages and on our main website at smanewstoday.com. We'd also love to continue doing these through our social media pages and our forums, and I also continue to host the SMA News Today podcast. I'm interested in hearing all kinds of stories out there from people in the SMA community. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great week. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. I'm not quite sure where August has gone. It's hard to believe we only have a handful of stories left to feature in our 31 Days of SMA campaign. Over the last week, we've focused on some excellent themes throughout those perspectives. Terry writes about being a nana to someone with SMA and the life lessons that have come with it. Being on the receiving end of caregivers is what Carolyn Barrett writes about. It can be difficult to depend on someone when you strive for independence, but it also can be rewarding. Gabrielle Runyon reflects on being a teenager with SMA. For her, middle school was completely different than elementary school. She went through some trials and tribulations before realizing she can be proud of herself and doesn't need to be ashamed of having SMA. Similarly, Samantha Przybylski knows the dual feelings that come with having SMA. Having had a career and family herself, she stresses to embrace who you are, and even though things may be hard, you can accomplish a lot. Katie McIntosh celebrates even the smallest milestones of her daughter Rena, who was diagnosed with type 1 when she was 5 months old. Living in Australia, it wasn't a given they could access Zolgensma. Rena not only has received Spinraza, but ultimately was able to be treated with Zolgensma. Not only do her parents cherish her progress, they also advocate for newborn screening. You can check out the full articles at smanewstoday.com, and we'll be discussing your thoughts over on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. We've had other interesting topics on the forums as well. Brianna Albert shared her column on why stormy weather causes her anxiety. Do you fear storms? I wanted to go into meteorology, so I can't relate as I've always found storms fascinating. But I know plenty of people who are afraid of storms. Considering the exorbitant cost of SMA treatments, we had another forum member ask, if you could have the same amount of money to improve your quality of life instead of treatment, would you take it? A thought-provoking question, to say the least. To weigh in, head on over to the forums. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.